1 Corinthians 15. But I make known to you, brethren, the glad tidings which I announced to you, which also ye received, in which also ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye hold fast the word which I announced to you as the glad tidings, unless indeed ye have believed in vain. For I delivered to you in the first place what also I had received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to above 500 brethren at once, of whom the most remain until now, but some also have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to an abortion, he appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not fit to be called apostle, because I have persecuted the assembly of God. But by God's grace I am what I am, and his grace, which was towards me, has not been in vain, but I have labored more abundantly than they all. But not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Whether therefore I or they, thus we preach, and thus ye have believed. Now, if Christ is preached that he is raised from among the dead, how say some among you that there is not a resurrection of those that are dead? But if there is not a resurrection of those that are dead, neither is Christ raised. But if Christ is not raised, then indeed vain also is our preaching, and vain also your faith. And we are found also false witnesses of God, for we have witnessed concerning God that he raised the Christ, whom he has not raised, if indeed those that are dead are not raised. For if those that are dead are not raised, neither is Christ raised. But if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then indeed also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are the most miserable of all men. But now Christ is raised from among the dead, first fruits of those fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also resurrection of those that are dead. For as in the Adam all die, thus also in the Christ all shall be made alive, but each in his own rank, the first fruits, Christ, then those that are the Christ's at his coming, then the end, when he gives up the kingdom to him who is God and Father, when he shall have annulled all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign until he put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that is annulled is death, for he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says that all things are put in subjection, it is evident that it is except him who put all things in subjection to him. But when all things shall have been brought into subjection to him, then the Son also himself shall be placed in subjection to him who put all things in subjection to him, that God may be all in all. Since what shall the baptized for the dead do, if those that are dead rise not at all? Why also are they baptized for them? Why do we also endanger ourselves every hour? Daily I die, by your boasting which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. If, to speak after the manner of man, I have fought with beasts in Ephesus, what is the profit to me if those that are dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake up righteously, and sin not, for some are ignorant of God. I speak to you as a matter of shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised, and with what body do they come? Fool, what thou sowest is not quickened unless it die. And what thou sowest not the body that shall be, but a bare grain, it may be of wheat or some one of the rest. And God gives to it a body as he has pleased, and to each of the seeds its own body. Every flesh is not the same flesh, but one is of men, and another of beasts, and another flesh of birds, and another of fishes. and there are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But different is the glory of the heavenly, different that of the earthly. One the sun's glory, and another the moon's glory, and another the star's glory, for star differs from star in glory. Thus also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruptibility. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual one. Thus also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul, the last Adam, a quickening spirit. But that which is spiritual was not first, but that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. The first man out of the earth, made of dust, the second man out of heaven. Such as he made of dust, such also those made of dust. And such as the heavenly one, such also the heavenly ones. And as we have borne the image of the one made of dust, we shall bear also the image of the heavenly one. But this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom, nor does corruption inherit incorruptibility. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed, in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must needs put on incorruptibility, and this mortal put on immortality. But when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptibility, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the word written, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is thy sting? Where, O death, thy victory? Now the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin, the law. But thanks to God, who gives us the victory by our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, my beloved brethren, be firm, immovable, abounding always in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.